Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has been addressing the media this morning following weeks of turmoil over his controversial Rwanda bill. A threatened rebellion by right-wing Tories failed to materialise last night in the House of Commons. Only 11 Conservative MPs voted against the legislation. But Rishi Sunak does remain under significant pressure on this issue. Oliver Wright, his policy editor with the London Times, and is on the line, and he's been following the press conference this morning. Good morning, Oliver.
Good morning.
So we weren't sure what to expect from Rishi Sunak this morning. What did he have to announce and how did he perform?
I don't think there really was an announcement. There was a very much an election-focused press conference where he said, look, the House of Commons has now passed this legislation and it's up to the House of Lords, where the bill will go next, to get it through as quickly as possible. I mean, his main message was don't disrupt it. But I think, you know, watching and listening to the press conference, one of the most notable things was that Rishi Sunak has previously said that he hopes to get these flights off the ground to Rwanda in the spring, did not repeat that pledge. He said he hoped to get them off the ground as soon as possible, which I think underlines the uncertainty around this whole policy.
Mm-hmm. And what's likely to happen with this in the Lords then?
I think there will be a large number of amendments from peers that are opposed to this policy to water the bill down, to put in some new legal safeguards. I don't think, as some have suggested, that the House of Lords will chuck the bill out entirely. That really would be the nuclear option. Far more likely they will amend the bill and then send it back to the Commons, where, you know, Rishi Sunak will face the same kind of difficulties that he's faced over the last few days.
Mm-hmm. Do you think members of the public are losing patience with this? I was hearing over the last few days there's a cost attached to it now of £400 million and all of these staff in the Department of Justice have been diverted to work on this thing, which may never be operational.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think there is. This is an issue that matters to not a huge proportion of the electorate, but nevertheless a significant proportion of the electorate, and primarily a portion of the electorate that Rishi Sunak really needs to get to vote for him at the time of the next general election, if he is to stand any chance of getting into Downing Street. Now, he insists that he has made progress on this issue already, that they've reduced the number of illegal boats coming into the UK quite significantly. But he says, you know, a critical part of the scheme is to get those flights off the ground to Rwanda. But, you know, a significant proportion of his MPs think that the plan he has in place at the moment won't be enough to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. And given that only 11 voted against him when this came before the Commons, Oliver, does that mean Rishi Sunak is safe for now?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't think and don't detect much desire for any kind of sort of change of leadership. Again, we've already had, you know, two changes of leadership in this parliament. We're not that far from a general election. I think most MPs recognise that changing leaders again would be thought about pretty dimly by voters.
Yeah,
but nevertheless, he is under pressure.
And I wonder, in that, is there an acceptance by Tories that really changing the leader is not going to help them overcome Labour because they have that 26 points or thereabout lead on them in the polls?
Yeah, I think that is true. I think the one caveat you have to put with that is that there may be some Tory MPs, particularly in those kind of red wall seats where voters care more about the issue than perhaps elsewhere, that a change of leader might help their seat, even if it didn't actually change the overall result of the general election. I think there is a bit of a risk for Sunak in that, that, you know, some MPs might think, well, if you change the leader, yes, we're still going to lose, but I've got a greater chance of keeping my seat.
OK, so they're just hoping then for a Labour misstep and to keep piling the pressure on Keir Starmer that something might give in that regard.
Yeah, and you saw that in Sunak's press conference where, you know, he repeatedly said, look, we've got a plan, we're going to make this plan work. Labour don't have a plan. If you vote for Labour, you're going back to square one.
Because we had heard that Suella Braverman was ready to make a push. Where does that stand now?
I mean, Suella Braverman is going to continue to be a thorn in Rishi Sunak's side. She's made, you know, no secret of her reservations about his leadership, her reservations about his policy, and she is going nowhere. I mean, I think you can overstate the support for Suella Braverman within the Tory parliamentary party. I would say there's probably a dozen or two dozen sort of supporters at most who would prefer her to Rishi Sunak as the prime minister. But, you know, nevertheless, if Sunak does not get this pledge off the ground, those numbers will grow.
Oliver, thank you very much for your time this morning. Oliver Wright, policy editor with the London Times.